Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. I thought this morning I wanted to talk about three things, but truthfully, we probably only can handle two on Christmas morning. So I'm going to talk about two things this morning that come from the Gospel of John. And the first one I want to talk about is the word, word, words. We think about words. We use words all the time. My daughter, my oldest of the twins, but my middle child, the second girl, got all that? Okay, she, her second grade year, had what we call selective mutism. And selective mutism means that they are quiet and will not speak to most people in public or at home. So she is selective with who she would speak with. Now, in her second year, grade year, there was lots of family drama and divorce and lots of pain going on. And that was one way that she was able to control it. And I cannot tell you the negotiations that went on trying to get her to speak. And in her entire second grade, she never spoke a word to any of her teachers, no matter how many fragrances we bought at Bath Body and Beyond, because for every word she said, she would get a squirt of whichever one she wanted. But, you know, it just didn't work because we had put so much weight on words. Our culture does that. We think words, and truthfully, they can be very helpful and very hurtful. But in our gospel text this morning, we see the word in a different light. It's not letters put together. It is the way of life. It is the gift that happens in the manger. Last night after the 11:15 service, just to prove how old I am, we were in here having just talking and summarizing the service, and I guess it was probably 12:30, 1 o'clock this morning. And the young people, everybody but me, were talking about Charlie X, and this is a real popular woman that sings all these hip-hoppy songs. And they were not, and I know a little bit about Charlie X, but she is not somebody that I would spend my time listening to. And they were like, oh, she's got great lyrics for running. Okay, you can have great lyrics, but the rest of you needs to be great too. You know, you kind of need to have a combination there. But just to prove how old I am, what I did yesterday, instead of listening to Charlie X, is I watched The Waltons. I watched the Christmas episode of The Waltons, and I have to tell you, it was a really moving show because it was a Christmas one, and it was during the war, and they had two children that came over from London, and so they came to visit the Waltons, and so these two children, an older girl and a younger boy, and the boy would not speak. He would not talk at all. And so Grandpa took him out to look for a Christmas tree, and he was telling him about his favorite Christmases. And one time he said they went up on the hill and they found the most beautiful Christmas tree, and they chopped it down and they drug it home, only to realize it was too big for the house. So what they did is they stuck it in the barn. So all the barnyard animals had a Christmas tree in the barn. And I thought, what a great story. But then later in the episode, the children are out in the field and, you know, it's just great scenery in that little show. And the two children from London and then the youngest of the Waltons and Mrs. Walton were there. And there's an airplane that's just going over. And everyone from America is like, wow, an airplane. And the two children from London start to panic and they close their ears and they look for a place to hide because they had experienced airplanes overhead in a different way. And they ran and they hid in this cauldron, and everybody from the Waltons couldn't understand why they were doing that. But then the reality of the war, And yet the little boy continued not to speak. Sometimes in our lives, things happen and we don't have the words. We're not sure what to say and we're not sure how to say something. And so today, when we listen to the gospel from John, it is about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is a very different story than using the words casually like we do in our language. Rowan Williams talks about how incarnation and creation is God's love pushing up from inside to where it overflows into our lives. I don't know of you, but sometimes I ask, why did God come? Why didn't God come with, you know, like a mighty sword or maybe, you know, six rocks in his little sling? I mean, why didn't he come as something mighty and big? Why did he come as a child that couldn't say a word? Because the love that God had was overflowing and falling out so much that the only option was as a child that would summon us all to love beyond measure. Most of us, when we see a child, whether we like the child or not, or if it's quiet or not, there's this warm feeling that comes over us. And God came to be with us and to be the Word among us and gave us power to be his children. So the two things to say this morning are words are important, but the Word of God made flesh is more than letters. It's more than the name Jesus. It's more than a manger. It is a feeling. It is something that I pray you feel every time you say the Lord's Prayer, every time you receive communion, every time you pass the peace, because the Word is made flesh in our lives and in our hearts. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen.